Thank you, Chair. Good morning. I would also like to make some additional comments on some of the points that have been made by delegations yesterday. Throughout the day yesterday, at several points, we had quite extensive discussion about the issue of rights versus access, and why the mentioning of rights is more appropriate in the context of this declaration. So I think the arguments have been presented yesterday, but I would also like to emphasize that also in the context of seeds, there is a close connection between the human dignity of peasants and seeds, so that you also here you can, there is an inalienable character between seeds between seeds and peasants, and that let's say limiting the access and the use of seeds of rural people makes them vulnerable to oppression, discrimination, exploitation, and so it is here important that we speak about rights, and as has been mentioned yesterday by one of my colleagues, is also that the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for food and agriculture already recognizes rights of peasants and not access, but it speaks about rights. The second point I would like to make is that international intellectual property rights in practice are often in contradiction with the rights of peasants, and they create very concrete limitations to the access to and use of seeds by peasants. So there are many examples where the introduction of intellectual property right regimes have actually restricted the access and use of seeds. And as has been highlighted by the report by the former rapporteur on the right to food, the international property rights regime has not only put limitations, but it has also considerably been strengthened in recent years, and there has been no corresponding protection of peasants' rights. So in that sense, there is an imbalance that needs to be corrected. So now, Article 19, as it stands, does not exclude or kind of contradict intellectual property rights. What it does is to clarify what the rights of peasants relate to seeds are, and what the relation between intellectual property rights and the human rights of peasants are, and providing guidance on how to manage these different frameworks when these enter into conflict. And as has been, I would very much support the comments made by the panel, by the experts, that intellectual property rights are not absolute rights, and there is a principle of the primacy of human rights, which is broadly recognized by international law. Now, in that sense, I am concerned that the proposals that have been made go into the direction of giving intellectual property rights priority over the rights of peasants. And it's clear that intellectual property rights, they have been developed for the industry and to protect their economic interests. So in this sense, there is not just a power imbalance between seed companies and rural people, but there's also an imbalance and an asymmetry in regulation and in the protection of the rights of these different actors. And this imbalance increases the vulnerability of peasants, and there is a correction needed, and this declaration is exactly the place to do that. So the third thing I would like to make, and responding also to another comment that had been made yesterday, is I would like to stress the importance of peasant seed systems. These peasant seed systems are in many parts of the world the main means of how peasants and other people working in rural areas, they access and use seeds, including they exchange their seeds through these systems, which are based on customary communal rights practices and the peasant knowledge. And so in some parts of the world, it's more than 80% of the seeds that are used by peasants are actually managed through these peasant seed systems. And I would also like to stress that they are also the basis of agricultural biodiversity that we have today, and which peasants keep developing and adapting to changing condition, changing conditions. So it's also peasant seed systems are a core element of sustainability and of responding to climate change. And in this context, coming back to the issue of intellectual property rights, is that there is also evidence that intellectual property rights systems do rather encourage standardization, homogenization, and is limiting species and varieties that are grown by communities. So peasant seed system have a core function here. Now, what is happening in many parts of the world is that there are commercial seed systems are very actively being promoted, but it has to be kept in mind that in many cases, such commercial seed systems, they create economic barriers for the access to seeds by peasants. So in that sense, it's not necessarily always the best way to ensure secure access to seeds and the use of seeds by peasants. And in that sense also, again, the former rapporteur on the right to food, he has stressed that in the light of states' obligations, human rights obligations, they have to should both support peasant seed system and at the same time regulate the commercial seed system so that peasants have access to seed at reasonable conditions. So taking this into account, the proposals to introduce a restriction regarding the support to peasant seed systems in paragraph 6, while at the same time changing paragraph 4 of this Article 19 so that it prioritizes the support to a commercial seed sector to ensure access to seed by peasant is actually simply turning the world upside down. So in closing, I have to say that overall our impression is that while there are reservations to reaffirming the rights of peasants, the proposals go more into the direction of protecting and harnessing the interests of the industry and the corporations. And I think this is completely contrary to the purpose of this declaration. Thank you.